So, this is Circe Westner. I'm the director of the American Military Family Museum in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and this is our podcast, Schooling with Uncle Sam. We're at the Flying Star Cafe in Albuquerque's Nob Hill, where Rachel Cleveland, founder of Albuquerque Brats, has arranged a meetup. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
What would you like our listeners to know about Albuquerque Brats and about yourself?
I'd like people to know that there actually are community organizations, hopefully around the country, but at least in Albuquerque, that cater to military brats so that we don't have to do this whole process of becoming real, normal Americans on our own.
So, you know, some of our listeners may not know what is a brat, so why don't you tell what a brat means to you?
Basically, to me, a brat is the sort of person who dedicates their life to following either government employees or military personnel around the world. And everything has to pause, really, because the number one goal in the family's life is to support the people who are enlisted or working for the government. And it can be a pretty difficult life to have. And I think it's important to just remember that it's not only the people in the military or working for the government who are serving, but their family members are making huge sacrifices as well.
So that's very interesting. So I assume your father or your mother is an active duty person?
Yep, my dad's in the Navy and he has been for 28 years.
And your mom too, I understand she's a government worker.
My mom does hiring and human resources for the Air Force and different government organizations and has been working for them for over 20 years.
So is your family here now?
No, I'm the only person in Albuquerque from my family. My mom actually lives in Portugal, my dad is in Washington, D.C., and my siblings live in two different parts of Georgia, but I don't even consider myself from any of those locations. I'm technically from Wisconsin.
Oh, so how long did you live in Wisconsin?
Never.
Never. Okay, so I imagine you had a kind of a global nomad kind of lifestyle. You moved from place to place. So can you tell us a little bit about your life experiences in moving?
Of course. Because my dad was in the Navy, we were mostly stationed at Navy bases for the beginning of my life. I was born in Scotland and we moved to Washington State. But we were only there for about 6 years, which is actually the longest I've stayed anywhere besides Albuquerque. And then he was stationed in Crystal City in Washington, D.C. We moved to Florida after that, and then my parents divorced after a quick move to Georgia. And so once we moved to Florida, and from that moment on, everything was kind of split. I didn't follow the typical Navy brat route. We were on a lot of Air Force bases, and because my mom was stationed on different bases for her government job, I was never in one specific, I was never really affiliated with one specific branch. So then after that, we spent quite a bit of time overseas. My dad was in Italy for 2 years, and then my mom was in, she was stationed at RAF Mildenhall in the UK for 4 years, and I was there for 3 of those. And then I ended up in Albuquerque after I graduated from high school, and since then, for 6 years, I've been here.
So it sounds kind of, it sounds really fascinating and exotic, but it also sounds like it could be lonely. And so you had to change schools a lot. So as a young girl coming into different schools, how did you adjust? How did you make friends?
Well, at the time, I really didn't make friends. I was a little nervous because the first time we had a disruption in our schooling that was really difficult for me was in fifth grade when we moved in the middle of the school year from Virginia to Florida. And once I moved to Florida, I was so nervous that I made the switch that I just kind of withdrew into my books and to my schoolwork and didn't really want to talk to anybody else. And it took me until we got to Lake Geneva in 2003 to really open up when I started working with the school's drama program at the behest of my guidance counselor.
So your guidance counselor was instrumental in getting you grounded in your new school. Have there been other teachers that have helped you along the way?
Oh yeah, but most of the teachers that I had that really made a big influence in my life were from Lake and Heath, so they were affiliated and familiar with military children and families, and I think that gave them a unique perspective into how to help somebody like me, because that means they would have seen somebody who had gone through similar experiences, and I'm willing to even say their names, Mr. Mr. T was my high school history teacher, and he, I would say he changed my life in some ways. He let me see that it was okay to be really nerdy, and it was also okay to be sociable and friendly, and but also to require your own, you know, private time to reflect and adjust. And if it wasn't for the teachers I had at Lake and Heath, I don't think I would have had the social skills that I have now. It was really important for me.
So now here we are sitting in a cafe in Albuquerque, New Mexico, having a meetup. And so you are reaching out to other brats, other military children, and anyone else, because I'm not a military child, I'm a military wife, with your organization, ABQ Brats. And so what are your visions for ABQ Brats?
I would really like to make ABQ Brats into the sort of community or family that we never really got to have because we grew up so much. And I think other military brats and military families would understand the value of the actual physical family. Like, my siblings and my parents were the people I was closest to my entire life. And I know that it can be difficult to adjust to a new place, whether you just left high school or if you've been out and about on your own for a few years or decades. But it can take some time to find a comfortable place for yourself. And I want people to realize that you don't have to do it by yourself. We can create our own community. And even though none of us really has a physical hometown, we can make Albuquerque our own if this is where we want to stay. And that's my goal, is to make this a hometown for me and to find people that have similar experiences in their lives to connect with and to help other people realize that there are people like them and you're not doing it by yourself, really. There are lots of people.
You know, that kind of reminds me of, you know, a plaque we used to have when I was an Army wife. You know, home is where the Army sends you. But in reality, home is wherever your people are. And so hopefully, I think what you're saying is Albuquerque Brats will become your people. So thank you so much, and I wish you well.
Thank you so much. I loved it.